website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on this broadcast each and every day as we face the issues. We'll be talking about a very unusual, yet very succinctly real issue today. The question is, will artificial intelligence be used by the Antichrist? Will artificial intelligence be used by the Antichrist? Or you could ask it better yet, what about artificial intelligence? Have you read anything about it? Are you familiar with it? How will it be used in the last days, eschatologically speaking, based on what we find in the Word of God? We'll be talking about that today. We invite your telephone calls, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. What do you know about it? Are you concerned about it? Does it seem to have any nexus, connectivity to the future? How will the Antichrist use it, or will he use it? Are we developing the tools today for the Antichrist to be able to use against humanity in the last days of this whole world? Have you ever wondered, ladies and gentlemen, just how the coming Antichrist will be able to control the whole world? How will he know everything about everyone? Just how will the Antichrist cause every human being on earth to bow and to obey his every edict? Keep in mind, during the days of the tribulation, the Antichrist will be empowered by Satan and will have a demonic ability that's not normal for a regular human being. We'll be talking about that today and other issues that are peripheral to that, but that have the nexus with that statement. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Truth Book. It is the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, he said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 17, 17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." In John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And then, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord will endure forever." So we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God is still on the throne, that God is still in charge, and that we need to look to the truth book, the Bible, for answers as we view what is happening in the world today. I've said for many, many years, we need to look at things happening locally, nationally, and internationally, and globally. We need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about it? What does God's Word say in relationship to the future? What shall we do in relationship to what we see taking place today? May I say, ladies and gentlemen, as we think about this subject today and this issue that we're talking about, we need to look at it from truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." But ladies and gentlemen, we find today most, that is 55% of our millennial age group, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that truth is what each person determines in his own version of truth. The survey simply says each person determines their own version of what is truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my mantra each and every day on this broadcast, challenging us to stick to the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark. Old Glory, the U.S. flag is flowing 24-7, a flagpole 165 feet there. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. I'm going to take just one moment to read a verse of Scripture, then we'll start taking our callers today. Ladies and gentlemen, Revelation, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 18, is the largest number of verses in the Bible in one place dealing with the coming Antichrist. Keep in mind, the Antichrist steps on the scene immediately following the rapture of the church. I believe the Antichrist is real. I believe he is a human being. I believe he's in the world today. I don't believe that he knows that he is the coming Antichrist. But the Bible says, beginning with about verse 3, in the 13th chapter of Revelation, and I saw one of his heads, notice now, one of his heads as it were wounded, that is having a mortal wound, he's slain, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power. The dragon, speaking of Satan, they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war against him? Ladies and gentlemen, when the Antichrist steps on the scene, he will be mortally wounded. The false prophet will raise him from the dead. As a result of that, the whole world will wonder, that means to follow after him in amazement, because he's been raised from the dead. Keep in mind, there are those that reject the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but the world will embrace the one that's resurrected from the dead, that is the Antichrist. And the Scripture says that it is Satan, the old dragon, Lucifer, that gives the Antichrist the power. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, if you put it in the Youngblood theological vernacular, the Antichrist will be Satan incarnate. Just as Jesus Christ came into the world, which is God incarnate, the Antichrist will be Satan incarnate. He will be able to do signs and miracles and wonders, according to Revelation chapter 13, and the whole world will follow after him. But keep in mind, we're setting the stage today. We're developing the technology today. We're unleashing artificial intelligence in mega strides that will be in the hands of the Antichrist. And that day is coming very, very soon. And we've asked the question, many have, during the days of the tribulation, how can the Antichrist know everybody? How can he know where you are? How can he know what you're doing? How can the Antichrist know these things? We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast today as we integrate into our discussion the truth, factual evidence of what is taking place with artificial intelligence. I believe we have Alan on the line. Alan, go over to the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, how you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I heard that when you first came on. I was like, ooh, I'm calling in. So, yeah, you are right, and I agree. If you remember in the Bible, when the devil tempted Jesus in heaven, on the earth, in the desert, and he tempted him for 3 days, and the last one he said, all these kingdoms of the world I will give to you because it's within my power. I believe that, like you said, the Antichrist does not know who he is, but I believe that Satan or the devil will maybe appear to him and offer him the same deal, and he will take it and then become Satan incarnate. That's one side. But as far as artificial intelligence, we are making strides. For instance, you've got Apple Tag can track you. There's all kind of things like that out. But I believe that after the rapture and after he makes the deal with the covenant with Israel for 7 years, and in the middle of the 7 years, the 3.5 year mark, he breaks it. And then there's war. I believe, and when he rebuilds the temple, that he will create some kind of machine or some kind of actual AI that can be self-aware or whatever. And we're almost close to that right now. And that will then be empowered by the spirit of Antichrist and then claim that he is God. Because, I mean, you have to know that, I mean, you have to agree. I mean, I hope you agree. Like, when God made everything, he made everything so we could understand or explain, like science. People say, well, you can't explain science and Christianity. They go against each other. But not really. I mean, like, for instance, the Big Bang. I know I'm getting off topic, but, like, when the Big Bang happened, it was God who created that to have it happen in such a way that it can be explained, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. Well, number one, Alan, when we look at what the scripture says, I'm not trying to confront you with it. There's no Big Bang.
No.
It was created. God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That is ex nihilo. It is out of nothing. God created the heavens and the earth. But we get back to the real point of it is, and you're exactly right, the Antichrist will be supernatural, superhuman. Revelation 13, beginning with about verse 9, 10, 11, and following, he's able to call down fire from heaven and be able to show signs, miracles, and wonders that will cause the whole world to follow after him. And the tools that we're developing today that's called artificial intelligence will be super sophisticated and developed to the extent that the Antichrist will be able to use it. Right now, at this moment, in China, artificial intelligence is used to control the Uyghurs, that is the Islamic population in China, are now in concentration camps, gulags and concentration camps, and they're traced, tracked, and controlled by artificial intelligence that is being used in China today. We already have a mechanism that is minuscule in comparison. We already have a mechanism through the cell telephones and through other big tech items and things where the federal government now can trace. I don't know if you watched any part of Elon Musk's interview with Tucker Carlson last evening, but Elon Musk said when he took over Twitter, he discovered that there was a back door that allowed the federal government to enter into all, not some, but all of Twitter with every account, with every tweet, with every conversation that the federal government was watching and had a backdoor to do so, that, as I understand it, the federal government had paid some $3 million or better in order to have that open backdoor for them to enter into it. So what we're watching is the progression on a very rapid, tectonically shifting basis that allows the AI, artificial intelligence, to come onto the scene. And I'll say this, Adam, and then let you run, but we are on the fast track now. In fact, I've got probably 50 articles on that subject on my desk before me today. And we find that it has gotten to the point that even some of the inventors and some of the promulgators of AI, they're now saying that AI can get to the point where it can be self-thinking, self-starting, self-describing,
really,
without any human being whatsoever being at the helm.
Where did you see that article, please?
That's the danger. I'm looking at about 40 or 50 articles now. One of them is stated by Sundari, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, S-U-N-D-I, Sundar, P-I-C-H-A-I, Pichai, says that artificial technology could be more profound than fire or electricity. In fact, Elon Musk said, if I'm not mistaken in it, that it could be more dangerous than a nuclear weapon at the pace that it's going now and with what is being done. But My contention is that we're on the fast track for the rapture of the church. The closer we get to that day, the more we're going to see artificial intelligence just expanding rapidly, where it will be in total control. They're saying at the outset that artificial intelligence can be used for robots. You won't have to have human beings. In fact, there's a major bank in Japan today, one of the largest banks there, don't recall the name of it, that you walk in and there's not a live human being in the building. Artificial intelligence through robots waiting on the customers, making the transactions artificially without a human being. We're on the fast track for that. And can you imagine when that's in the hands of the Antichrist, of what can be done in controlling what you sell, what you buy, where you go, where you travel, et cetera, et cetera? We're on the fast track for that.
Absolutely.
And it's frightening when you look at it, but it should cause every Christian to rejoice. And Luke 21:28, the scripture says, "Look up, lift up your heads, for our redemption draweth nigh." Yes, so that's my position, and I'm excited to see what God is doing. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Can I pray for every? Can I just say a quick, like, 2-second prayer for everyone listening, real quick?
Yes, go ahead. That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Father, I lift up everyone right now, Lord, that's listening, Lord, and I pray that you would just speak to their heart and give them a curious heart, Lord, and convict their heart, Father, and let your will be done over their life, Lord, for the unbelievers that are listening, and let them know that your word is true, Father, and I pray that you will just you will wrap them in your arms of love and let them know that you love them and you've died for them and that you are here for them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much today.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood.
God bless you and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, will artificial intelligence be used by the Antichrist? I pray that you're listening. Love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, artificial intelligence... That's old. Don't you remember in The Wizard of Oz, the wizard said, don't look behind the curtain. You know, he was creating artificial intelligence, but it was the wizard. And the next dose we got was a Dominion voting machines. They were supposed to be autonomous. They could count the votes without any interference till we found out they were hooked up to the internet. But Dr. Youngblood, I just believe this is the world's way of dissonance itself from a computer. No, it wasn't us. We didn't do it. That was artificial intelligence did it. So remember, a man had to build that artificial intelligence. It didn't make itself. It's not God. It's just another trick of the world to try to formulate a way to make you think that they're not doing anything about it. That's what I believe. What do you know about artificial intelligence?
Well, Tom, you're exactly right, and it is expanded far beyond that. However, for example, I'm looking at an article now that says, new roadblock for AI appears, defamation cases arise. The article reads in brief, artificial intelligence programs have been swamping the internet in recent months and have created an atmosphere of fear among those whose names are dragged through the mud by the software programs. It's definitely uncharted waters, commented Catherine Sharkey, a New York University School of Law. You have people interacting with machines. The New York Times, reported that already. Brian Hood, an Australian mayor, is threatening legal action against OpenAI's ChatGPT over its false claims he's guilty of foreign bribery scandals. His lawyer, the report said, have written to OpenAI, or IA, Artificial Intelligence, Open Intelligence Artificial, demanding the company in charge of the software correct the damaging statements. The Times also cited Turley, that is Jonathan Turley, the constitutional attorney, where he was told that bots, that is the robot, is spreading false information about him. What is taking place today, Tom, is that they have developed artificial intelligence so broadly and with such sophistication that, and I've got article after article, that those that are developing it are now standing back in awe because the artificial intelligence that they have developed can develop languages that has not been programmed into the AI's brain, if you will. For example, in Bangladesh, with the Bangladesh language, there'd been nothing programmed in, nothing trained for that artificial intelligence to be able to speak, write, and communicate in Bengali, and yet it's able to do so. It is where you're finding exponential development, almost like a human brain developing. Starts out as an infant, and you feed a little information in, a little information, before you know it, that toddler can now speak, that toddler can now walk, that toddler can now make determination themselves without any input from mom and dad. That's what I see that is taking place even at this very moment in relationship to it, in relationship to what is taking place there. In fact, one article says, an AI safety expert outlined a range of speculative doomsday scenarios from weaponization to the power-seeking behavior. This article goes into detail about how the artificial intelligence can be used, automated with these to carry out cyber attacks, can carry out human, how would you say, sounds. For example, with artificial intelligence, it can now come across looking like me, talking like me, with the word inflection like me, that if you were to see it on the screen, you would think it's me, but it's not. And that goes back, Tom, the exciting thing to me, that goes back to Revelation chapter 13, about verse 13 and following. The scripture says in verse 13 of Revelation 13, he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image, hear me, make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should be both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So back in 1968, Dr. John Walford wrote a book on the a commentary on the book of Revelation and the interpretation of that text there. He said, evidently, the Antichrist would be able to set up either a metal or a glass or a stone image in the center of every town square around the globe, and then through ventriloquism, make it look as though it's talking and speaking. Well, that's all the intelligence, the understanding that we had in 1968. Then comes along the cloning process, where they discovered that calves had been cloned in parts of the UK. And I thought, well, we'll find the false prophet, the Antichrist, will clone the image of the Antichrist and make it look as though he's omnipresent. But now with the new leaps forward in artificial intelligence, I believe we're looking at the ability of the Antichrist to seem omnipresent based on the leap in artificial intelligence, even at this very moment. In fact, Elon Musk is calling on the three major developers of artificial intelligence to put it on hold for 6 months until we, i.e. those in the artificial intelligence domain area, the development area, until they can understand how to, how to control the growth and development in the brain, as it's called, of the artificial intelligence being. Now, that's eerie. That's demonic. And when you look at the scripture in Daniel chapter 8, and you find that the Antichrist will be able to understand dark sentences and things that human beings can't understand. Listen to what it says. And in the latter time of the kingdom, when the transgressors are come into full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sayings shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy mightily, and the holy people. The scripture says in verse 25, and through his policy also he shall cause craft, that is commercialization, to prosper at his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and the by peace shall destroy many. He shall stand up against the princes, but he shall be broken without hands. He's talking about the future tense of the Antichrist and he'll be able to understand dark things. He'll be able to understand demonic things that normal human beings cannot understand. So I believe, Tom, that when we ask what is artificial intelligence, it is being created by man. Just exactly. as we have today, Twitter and Facebook and all of these other artificial intelligence mechanisms. But this is 10 steps, 100 steps beyond that, where the artificial intelligence is able to think and choose and speak without having input from a human being. And the fright is today that it can cause nuclear wars, that it can bring about the starting of wars and the carrying out of wars without a human being authorizing it to do so. It is, one put it on the basis that it is, experts outline the range as being doomsday scenarios. Another headline says Google CEO admits he doesn't really understand how his artificial intelligence works after it taught itself a new language and invented fake data to advance an idea. One of the major things that's coming about now with artificial intelligence, it produces misinformation and disinformation. Does that sound like something we've heard before? And it produces it so that through the artificial intelligence, it can sway the thoughts of a nation. It can sway the thoughts of leaders. It can sway the determinations and decisions on a global basis. That's where we're headed. And I believe it's totally demonic.
But Dr. Youngblood, you sound like you're neither impressed nor afraid of it.
I am excited to see what's taking place because I know the end result. I've read the last chapter of the book. I read the last chapter of the book. I know what God is doing. I know where he's going, and I know the end story. If you want to know, I've used the illustration many years. If you've got a mystery novel, you read the first chapter and you read the last chapter, and you understand, as the old cliche goes, you know who done it. And when you look at the Bible and you read the last book in the Bible, the book of the Revelation in particular, you understand what God is doing and what the end of the story is going to be. So we're on the fast track for that. And I have said so many times, you've heard me before, I believe we're on the very cusp, we're on the very verge of seeing the church of the Lord Jesus Christ suddenly seized. It's the word rapturus in the Latin. We call it the catching away, the sudden seizure of the bride of Christ, the rapture of the church will be snatched out of this old world. And immediately following that, the Antichrist will step on the scene with the signs, miracles, and wonders and will cause the whole world to grovel at his feet and to be in total subjection to the Antichrist. And that can be carried out in the hands of the Antichrist with the artificial intelligence, even as we know it today.
That's true, Dr. Youngblood. And you have to remember, God is not a bozo.
That's right.
He created the men who are creating artificial intelligence. So if you believe in God, you're just going to think a different way. You're not going to be frightened, and you're not going to be impressed
see. Exactly right, because we're seeing the hand of God. And you're right, exactly. That element of it we need to understand. God gives them the intelligence to do so, and they're simply tools in the hands of God to create what God will use in the last days in the hands of the Antichrist to bring this old world to its conclusion. So, Tom, you're exactly right, brother. Keep on keeping on. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you for the broadcast.
I hope
the listeners realize what they're hearing and what they're getting and contribute to help this broadcast, because it's not frightening. It's very, very insightful.
Yes, I'm thankful that you mentioned that, and at that point, I'll urge and encourage our listeners to join in the support, the underwriting of this broadcast each and every day so that we can continue on the air. We're thankful for those that give. We're thankful for those that give weekly and monthly. So I simply say, may your tribe increase. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The back and forth goes on between the White House and congressional Republicans over raising the government's debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are willing to raise the debt limit provided there are some restraints placed on federal spending. Sounding an alarm over the rise of artificial intelligence, Twitter boss Elon Musk saying that AI holds the potential to destroy civilization. He says he's planning an alternative to the popular AI chatbot, ChatGPT, that Musk is calling TruthGPT. The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin has paid a visit to the headquarters of his troops fighting in Ukraine, Putin's second visit to the Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine in as many months. Wall Street, the Dow down 158, the NASDAQ is off 14 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing and dealing with a very, very urgently important issue that I believe we need to ingest and try to get a handle on that issue. Will artificial intelligence be used by the Antichrist? That's a question I'm asking. Love to hear your opinion and your thought. I'm saying that 100% yes, artificial intelligence that is now being developed will be in the hands of the Antichrist and will be a powerful tool to control the entire world. But ladies and gentlemen, read it earlier. Daniel chapter 8, verse 23 through 25 tells us that the Antichrist will know things that are beyond the realm of human thought, human possibility, human capability. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the stage being set. The tools for the Antichrist are being developed. And today's science and technological rapid development, ladies and gentlemen, already producing the Antichrist with the tools, providing the tools that are needed to spy on and to control everybody. Today we have Facebook, Google, Instagram, Twitter, etc. And Elon Musk, as I said earlier, just told Tucker Carlson on his interview with him that the federal government now has a door to read every tweet on Twitter. Today, we have minuscule technologies, cell telephone, the cell telephone now tracking everything that we do. We're on the eve of developing a digital currency, ladies and gentlemen, in America that will track and trace and monitor every penny that you spend. This will allow the government to control our money, know exactly what we buy, where we go, and what we do. And we think those things are egregious. We think that being every human being traced, tracked, listened to, monitored, and controlled is bad today. ladies and gentlemen, if I can use some poor grammar, I'll make the point. We ain't seen nothing yet. It's on the fast track. And right now, with just the dozen or so articles that I have read on the subject, I've got about 20 or 30 of them before me today, just the few articles that I've read on the subject and what I've listened to and the Elon Musk interview with Tucker Carlson, it causes me to recognize fully what God is doing and understand the fast track that we're on for the soon coming Antichrist that will be able to control the whole globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the very serious, major tectonic leap into the future and what God is going to do. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
How are you doing today, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. I pray that you are. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear. Good to be here. Yes, absolutely. Without any doubts, artificial intelligence will be the tool. Billions of calculations, billions of pieces of information, they all need to be sifted, processed, stored, and analyzed. It's not artificial intelligence that frightens me. It's the individuals that write the code-specific portions. No one single individual has written the entire conglomeration there. There's no sense to reinvent the wheel when somebody else has already done it. You just pick and choose the parts of the code that you need. You put them together so no one individual understands the whole, and it's the individuals that's writing the code that frightens me more than any of the artificial intelligence, because they are putting the bias into it. If I tell the computer to pick A over B, it will pick A over B every single time. And if you tell the computer Christ equals no or zero, guess what's going to happen? It doesn't have emotions. It doesn't care about Jesus Christ. It's going to say no, no Jesus.
Absolutely. And Elon Musk interview with Tucker Carlson, he even talked about the fact that they're on the very verge of the artificial intelligence having human-like emotions and decision-making capability. And this is the reason Musk himself has asked those that are in this process, there are three different groups, three different companies that's involved in it, he's asked them, suggested very strongly, that they put everything on hold for at least 6 months until there can be a determination on some rules, regulations, guidelines, and laws to control it so that it cannot be used for wicked and evil. I'm looking at one article that says, here are eight risks the study laid out about using and the weaponization of artificial intelligence. The ability of artificial intelligence to automate cyber attacks or even control nuclear silos could get very, very dangerous. An automated retaliation system used by certain countries could rapidly escalate and give rise to a major world war. Another one is the human intelligence. AI allows for specific tasks to become cheaper and carried out more efficiently. More companies will adopt the technology, eliminating jobs, even to the point that it can make human skill totally obsolete in the near future. Another portion says, the truth is it erodes truth. The ability of AI to mount disinformation campaigns at large scales in order to sway public opinion toward a certain belief system on a global basis. Another danger scenario where governments are able to put in place pervasive surveillance and oppressive censorship. That's already being done, but we have not seen the extent and observation and the censorship on steroids is what this new artificial intelligence can do. Another portion of this article says, as AI systems become more powerful, they can become dangerous if their goals do not align with the human programming them. Notice, if their goals do not align with the humans programming them. Jim, you just spoke of that, with the human programming. All intelligence, artificial intelligence, is done by line after line after line of code. And whatever programs into that code is the end result. But they're now saying, even those that have created the artificial intelligence to the point that it is today, they're in unison saying that they are fearful because they're finding that their creation can now make determinations without them having to program anything further into it, like being able to write and speak in Bengali, that is the Bangladesh language, without even being the codes being put in for that. Now, I don't know about you, but that points to me a supernatural demonic control that only could come through what will be used in the future, the hands of the Antichrist. What say you?
I would agree one. What say I? I would agree 100% with that statement, sir. Just based on it's grown too large for them. They've created this beast, and they don't know how it works anymore, because you can sit down as a single individual and you can read through the Bible in a year, and if God gives you wisdom and understanding, you'll understand it. And you can sit down and read it through in a year, and you may not understand a word of what you've read. The same thing goes with these lines of code, because this started all back from the age of computers starting there. I mean, it's all based on something called Boolean algebra and zeros and ones. If something equals one, which is true, then perform this action, or else perform this action. So you've got this code that has just grown exponentially year after year, and these people are adding to it, but it's the people that are adding to it that are adding their own evil into those lines of code.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be used as a weapon against every believer out here. It's already being used as a weapon.
And those writing the code, Jim, happen to be those that are the globalists, the one world order globalists. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, I believe it's pronounced Sundar, S-U-N-D-A-R, Peachy, or Peachy, which is the AI technology CEO for Google, the parent company of Alphabet, says artificial intelligence could be the most profound technology in human history. And he goes on to say, we don't have all the answers.
Or the technology revolution is what
he says. He says the technology is moving so fast. It does. And so the question was asked, so does that keep you up at night? He said, absolutely, end quote. So, Jim, we see the hand of God at work as these things are taking place at a rapid pace today. In fact,
may I add one thing, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You were just reading a script, part of the scripture in Revelation there about the Antichrist himself and him understanding dark secrets there. To me, that's just pretty much what AI is, dark secrets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is the demonic control of information, and we're on the fast track for that. Jim, thank you so much for your call and your input. Spot on with your understanding of it. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
It's interesting that he should wrap up with the dark secrets component. You know, they've got what they call the dark web. I mean, all these hidden rooms and such out there with work take place supposedly in the dark. And when you take all the sum total of what's available in the public space, and then you add to it what's available within your FBI, CIA, international intelligence agencies, what's taking place within Facebook, within Twitter, and every other public forum, then what's going on in the dark web, that's an expansion of knowledge. That's a dark knowledge. That's something beyond which we've never seen before. As we entered the Industrial Revolution, knowledge was increased pretty rapidly, and we had major metropolitan areas that sprang up, buildings that are nearing 2,000 feet high within the United States today. Many of those initial skyscrapers, as they call them, sprang up, of course, during that Industrial Revolution. Today, we're in this digital revolution. And the knowledge is increasing at a pace faster than ever in human history. And I would like to request of you your explanation as the senior theologian in the room in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. I know you've been in that text before. And you may be able to elucidate the audience. What's your take on that? And does that have any relevance in the context of what we're looking at today with the massive increase in knowledge?
Well, first of all, seal up the book and until the end is what Daniel was given the instructions to do. We're at the end. When you look at the book of the Revelation, the seals are broken. The 21 judgments, the seven seals are broken, opens the door in the book of the Revelation for the 21 judgments, the seals judgments, that we find the trumpets and the vials judgments, the 21 judgments total in the book of the Revelation. And we are in the era today where knowledge is increasing exponentially. And yet, if you want to look at the bottom line, it seems though the, quote, knowledge is increasing exponentially, but from the human standpoint, with anything that would be called theological, doctrinal, biblical knowledge, we're getting dumber and dumber, if that's possible. We're not recognizing, for the most part, Christians are not recognizing the hand of God as what's taking place in society. Greg, you touched on this, and I need to read this headline. Google CEO admits he doesn't fully understand how his artificial intelligence works after it taught itself a new language and invented fake data to advance an idea. And we understand what we all know took place with the Dominion software and the Dominion hardware, even though those companies now filing suits against Fox and other entities trying to claim that they put out disinformation. We understand that it was a computerization technology that brought about what we have in the Oval Office today. And if that is possible, and it is, and it did happen, can we imagine that on an expanded basis of what the future holds? I'm looking at a headline. We know how this ends. Twitter and 60 Minutes hosted a spooked by artificial intelligence mysterious capability. March 22, 2023, the Future of Life Institute published an open letter calling for a minimum of 6 months pause on experiments and training on all artificial intelligence systems. And it goes into, it's about a 10-page article. It says, you don't fully understand how it works yet, do you? And it turned out that it's turned loose on society. The answer was yes. Let me put it this way. I don't think we fully understand how human mind works either, but the artificial intelligence almost has a human-like mind in making decisions. Part of the article says, would artificial intelligence, super intelligence, lead to the end of life on Earth as we know it? It's a stupid question, but the question is being asked, this writer says. Of the AI issues we talked about, the most mysterious is called emergent properties. Some AI systems are teaching themselves skills. Now, the system itself teaching themselves skills that they were never expected, nor had they been inputted to do. How this happens is not well understood. For example, one Google AI program adapted on its own after it was prompted in the language of Bangladesh, not being prompted in that, which was not trained to know at all. But it goes on in great detail of that taking place. Greg, hold your thought there just a moment. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
All right. I just want two things I just wanted to pull out. I don't know if you ever seen The Matrix and The Terminator.
I've never sat and watched either of them. I've seen clips of them on television commercials, but that's
it's like AI. And God's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah for what we're doing with our kids and this sodomite lifestyle. And he's not going to do it. I think judgment is on America right now.
You're exactly right. We're seeing it progressively extending around the globe as God's hand of judgment, because a globe that said no to Jesus Christ and are trying to live life without God. We ban God, we ban the Bible, we ban the cross, and in general, there's a mindset that says no to God. In fact, the latest statistical data shows that a higher and higher percentage of Americans have no, quote, religion at all, no church affiliation, no spiritual affiliation whatsoever. So we're finding a post-Christian era in the nation of America today, as it is so much around the globe. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Greg, I'm thankful that you took time to join us today on this broadcast. I'm looking at a headline. Let me read you the headline and then let you tell us how you see it. A closer look at the dangers of artificial intelligence and our looming technology. Read the first paragraph. It says this: we must ask ourselves, should we let machines flood our information channels with propaganda and untruth? Should we automate always all the jobs, including fulfilling ones? Should we develop non-human minds, notice that now, non-human minds that might eventually outnumber, outsmart, make obsolete, and replace all humans? Should we risk the loss of control over our civilization? And then it goes on to talk about what is happening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One part of this says the dangerous bias is only the beginning of the problems that artificial general intelligence might bring. Ultimately, even the technocrats that aim to use AGI, that is artificial general intelligence, for their own nefarious purposes might not be able to then control it. What are your thoughts on that? Is it, do you see the potentiality of it getting out of control? Tell me what you think is the source of this artificial intelligence. I know what I've seen in the scripture in relationship to the Antichrist being able to understand dark sayings, that is, mysterious things, what I would call demonic things, and that's found in Daniel, the 8th chapter, verse 23 and following. You talked about Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, where you're going to have knowledge expanding exponentially. We're at that stage today. So tell me where you stand, what you see, what's your take on it? How should we ingest what we hear and what we understand? How should we as Christians respond to it? I know that's a bunch of questions rolled up into one, but I'll let you take it from there.
We're approaching digital singularity, that moment in time where the computers are then operating on their own. They're writing, they're already doing some of this, just like you recently described. The computers are writing their own code and making their own choices and interpreting their own data and providing their data, whether it happens to be misinformation or disinformation that's intended for manipulation. We've seen the past 3 years of government-sponsored disinformation and misinformation for the purpose of manipulation. Now the computers are doing this, and this reflects what your last caller reflected on, these dystopian digital realities that are written about and put on the big screen in the form of these movies, whether it be Terminator or Matrix or iRobot or Eagle Eye, or well, you could list and keep going and going. In each one of these scenarios, at a certain point in time, the computers, you know, Skynet takes over, and it starts manipulating. It starts pursuing its own objective. I believe when we get to that point, communication with the computer will be indistinguishable from communication with another human being, or communication with a spirit force to communication with a demonic force. It will be indistinguishable from one to the next. And there's a comparison. There's a real life comparison from these systems and a demonic force, because keep in mind, demons are fallen angels. They have around 6,000 years or more of practice. They know all of human history, and they know everything there is to be known, if you will, about God without having that personal relationship. You know what I mean? It is a knowledge base that is beyond our wildest imagination, because it's all-inclusive. When it's all-inclusive and then it's grabbing for the next rung on the ladder, that's where the Antichrist, I believe, is part of the equation. And that next rung on the ladder is he intends to destroy as much as he can. He knows his end. I mean, when Jesus faced the demoniac that was possessed of a legion, they said, you know, well, why are you here to torment us? Our time is not yet. Understand that Satan and all of his demons know that a time is coming for them, and they intend to take as many with them as they possibly can. This force that we see growing today as it reaches digital singularity will be the force that the Antichrist uses to seem omniscient and omnipotent, because all he'll need to do is tag you. He no longer has to, if you will, you know, if government's controlling this, and government's out of control already, if government were controlling this and they identified you as a threat to government, all they have to do is say, find a crime on the part of Joe Smith. And they know where you are. They know where you've been today, what you spent money on, that you didn't stop at 3 stop signs because you're carrying your phone with you. Your car is going with you. Your car is alive with technology. Your phone is alive with technology. They know your voice. They know you're in the car. They know you're driving the car. They know that you ran the stop sign, that you sped on Highway 107. They know that you stopped and consumed way too many calories that morning. They know that you bought ammunition. They know that you and understand that's the level of knowledge that the Antichrist will have, and he will have also the ability to control your ability to buy and sell, to flip it on and to flip it off. We're just days, weeks, moments perhaps before that day comes.
Absolutely, and Greg, you touched on it. In fact, I am looking at an article where Elon Musk said of artificial intelligence, here's what he said, it is more dangerous than a nuclear weapon, end quote. And picture that in the hands of the Antichrist, being able to see and know as though he is omniscient and omnipresent at every juncture. Looking at an article that says, a closer look at the dangers of artificial intelligence and the looming technology with it. One of the things that it states in this article, already, AI is capable of writing near flawless computer code. As it gets better, it will eventually start writing and potentially rewriting its own code. Artificial intelligence poses an existential threat to humanity because no one will be able to contradict the AI once it is in charge of most societal functions. No one will be able to control how it will use its ever-expanding capabilities in the world. It goes on to say, one speaking about it on ChatGPT posed the device to the massive, deceive the masses, it said. I apologize, but I cannot fulfill your request to edit this speech as it promotes misinformation, conspiracy theories that are not based on scientific evidence, i.e. it goes on and on, Greg, with the person that goes online, you want to write something, do something, or send a letter or an email or a text to someone, artificial intelligence jumps in and counters what you're saying and says that this is not true, you cannot write it, and or will rewrite what you say to the desire of the artificial intelligence rather than what you're saying. They're already saying now that with artificial intelligence in colleges and universities where students are using artificial intelligence to write theses and dissertations and so forth, that is high academic papers. In fact, one article that I read this morning said that they can, artificial intelligence today can do the research and the writing of documents, theses and documentations at a 90% or better, 90% or better accuracy rate. In fact, with some of the major testing for colleges and universities, it says it can take those tests at a 99% accuracy rating. So we're looking at a demonic genius that's going to be perfected and in the hands of the Antichrist. We're a little bit scared, one says. OpenAI CEO warns of the risk of artificial intelligence. So, Greg, with that, I don't want to leave our audience with a sense of fright and fear. What do you say to the listener today that's concerned, that's Christian, conservative, a patriot? How should we then live?
Well, I'd say a couple of things. First off, I hope that these conversations on air are enlightening and not necessarily frightening, because they're not here to scare folks, but to prepare folks for the day that's coming. And, you know, Matthew 25:13 says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But for everybody under the sound of my voice right now, we need to realize there's a way to avoid the crazy that's coming and to have an eternal destiny with Jesus Christ. And that's in Romans 10:9-10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. You can do that today. And the chaos that's out before us, it's still going to be challenging. It's still going to be devastating, but there will be an eternity waiting on you that will be a blessed, wonderful eternity with Jesus Christ.
Hey, well said, Greg. Thank you so much for joining us today, Greg. I'm praying that you have good weather up in the southern tip of heaven. Thank you for taking time to join us on the broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 90.